Hey everyone, Brandon here, dropping in for another trip down memory lane. This week we're headed back to year two to the College Stories series. So this was a series of episodes I did just talking about my experience in college since I was chronicling my master's degree program. I thought, hey, how about we just take a couple weeks to talk about what I did in college? So this is the finale from that series, and I was very surprised that this ended up being the most downloaded episode from that whole year. I would never have expected that my Smashing Pumpkin story would have been the most downloaded episode of year two. But here we go, back for you all here, episode 55, that time where my friends and I pulled off the biggest pumpkin heist in history. Enjoy the episode, and I will catch you all next week for another trip down memory lane. Look alive, sunshine. It's time for your favorite indie podcast that nobody has ever heard of, My Seminary Life. And I'm your host, Brandon Knight, joined here today by my awesome podcast assistant, my child, Cooper, if you can hear some cooing back there. Hey, kids, did I ever tell you the story about the time, my second year of college, where a church was celebrating their 50th anniversary by calling in a favor, having the pastor's longtime friend, Michael W. Smith, come to do their worship service? Bunch of us went because it was Michael W. Smith. The show opened, the church service opened, it was a show, with their church band playing. And they started this song, and it seemed kind of familiar until we finally got to the chorus, where I realized that they opened with Diamonds by Rihanna. And that was an interesting church service. And yeah, that was interesting. The whole service was really interesting, but that was different. I don't know if I've ever been in a setting where the first thing right out of the gate is Diamonds by Rihanna. And of course, we made jokes the entire rest of the service about how we didn't know that Michael W. Smith wrote Diamonds. So shine bright tonight, you and I think that's the words. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. That's the words, right? I think it's the words. Anyway, it was a very surreal moment. This is our last episode in the College Stories series. Thank you all for dropping in to hear this whole thing. As you may have saw on social media this past week, starting in July, we have Communication in Ministry, which at first I was like, oh no, here comes the whole administrative class all over again. But apparently this class is actually going to be about the different avenues that you could be communicating truth, okay? So like the big one would be preaching. So how do you prepare and preach a sermon? And a whole bunch of other little areas as well. It's all going to be about communicating truth, okay? So I think we're actually in for a good ride. I had the professor back when I was in college. It's Doc Rock LaGioia. So I'm excited to have him back. He's more of a pastor than a professor, so that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it coming in July, but this is the last day of our College Stories series, which means it's time to talk about Smashing Pumpkins. I was a big fan of My Chemical Romance going into college. They actually broke up when I was in college. And because I had this void to fill, I started getting into other punk rock alternative bands. That's when Imagine Dragons was getting hot. Night Visions had just come out, which, did you know, originally that soundtrack was supposed to be used for the Spider-Man musical? Fun fact. Really, buddy, did you know that? I can't wait to listen to the playback and see if you can actually hear Cooper. He's going crazy here on the floor. Anyway, Imagine Dragons was cool, and I started getting into other like alternative bands. I was going through an REM phase like every good college student should. And of course, I gave the Smashing Pumpkins a try, and partially because I'm from Chicagoland, so it's kind of a requirement to give the Smashing Pumpkins a try. And I would liken trying to get into the Smashing Pumpkins the same way, like trying to acquire a taste for beer or really any type of alcohol, but specifically beer. You have to keep trying it until you finally get adjusted to William Patrick Corrigan's voice. Bullet with Butterfly Wings is their best song, in my humble opinion. I say all that to preface the fact that this story actually has nothing to do with the Smashing Pumpkins band and has everything to do with smashing actual pumpkins. So my third year in college, I was, again, a growth group leader. Talked about that a little bit last episode. And I and my co-growth group leader got together with our sister hall, going to a Christian college. Obviously, we did not have co-ed dorms, but we had brother and sister halls, separate buildings. So you can kind of get the idea. So we got together with the leaders of our sister hall and decided that we wanted to throw a fall festival party for our brother and sister hall and do a bunch of fun things. We were going to play soccer and have like a group family dinner together. As you could tell, that is a common thing that always happens. Flannel was a requirement. We were going to have a bonfire, s'mores, you know, all the good college stuff, life, great ways to meet girls, right? Cooper is really just like staring at me now. He knows my voice. He doesn't understand it, but he knows my voice. Anyway, we were trying to come up with something to do that would be different, you know, something that would be, you know, because all that stuff is fine, good fall stuff. But we wanted to find something to do that would be different. And one of the girls, actually one of the, it was the one I had a huge crush on. She says, we should smash pumpkins. When do pumpkins go bad? Was like the next sentence right out of her mouth. And I said, I don't think all pumpkins go bad on the exact same day. What she meant was that on campus, there was a rule that you could have pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns, whatever, outside of your dorm all the way till October 31st. November 1st, you had to get rid of them. So here was our brilliant idea. At the stroke of midnight, November 1st, we were going to pile into my co-growth group leader's SUV, drive around campus, and steal all the pumpkins. It really wasn't stealing at that point. We're just doing the campus a favor. We're cleaning up for them, right? And that was going to be our alibi if we got caught. We were going to say we were there to pick up the pumpkins because that was the rule. Yep. So we agreed we would do this thing. And I want to make it clear that doing something like this was very out of character for me. Okay. I wasn't like a let's go pull pranks type of person. This was the biggest heist of my college career. And of course, it came my final year. So I really needed to go do this. So we were going to jack the pumpkins November 1st at midnight. And then the party was going to be the following evening, like 6 p.m. November 1st. So midnight comes. My co-growth group leader and I, who will remain nameless, you know who you are if you're listening or if you were there. We pull up in front of the girls' dorm in his SUV. The girls come out. There's three of them. And they're dressed for the job. You know, they got like, they're wearing like all black, little black beanies on their head, kind of like darker makeup on. But at the same time, they look cute. Like it looks like they spent time with their makeup and coordinated their outfits and did something with their hair. They wanted to look cute while we're trying to jack pumpkins around the campus. Ooh, I almost said his name. My co-growth group leader and I, though, he's driving. He's wearing all dark clothing, a dark jacket, and a panda bear ski mask. I had this long black leather trench coat in college. I had that on, leather gloves, dark skinny black jeans, dark shoes, and a Deadpool mask. So like we're dressed for business. They're dressed for business and for pleasure. Ooh, that's bad. For business and leisure. We're dressed for business. So we go driving around the campus and we're just having a great night. Just out getting these pumpkins. Do I need to pick you up? You okay? I think he's okay still. I'm still learning how his like, this is happy noises he's making. Anyway, so we get out there and we're driving around and we're getting pumpkins here and there. After a while, his trunk is loading up and he's in an SUV and his trunk is loading up. So we start driving back to our dorm. I'm popping my trunk and we're dumping pumpkins in my trunk so that way we still have room. We did not anticipate. I can't remember how many we got. Did you want to say something to everybody? I don't remember how many pumpkins we ended up with, but it was like probably 30, 40, 50 pumpkins. I'm not even kidding. It was a lot of pumpkins. Anyway, so we're driving around and we're messing around too. We went to this one dorm. It was way off campus. And there was two floors and the second floor had a balcony you could walk up to. So we're just kind of like, we grabbed like one or two off of the bottom floor and everyone, we're looking, we couldn't tell if there was anything up there. So I go up there again, black leather trench coat and Deadpool mask. I go up there and I just walk really slowly down the balcony, just trying to see if there's any pumpkins. And it's midnight and there's like, you know, people's windows open watching Netflix really late at night because it was like a Friday or something, Saturday morning at this point. It's tomorrow now. So we're going through. No pumpkins up there, but I scared everyone. Another time, we go to one of the dorms. It was actually the dorm I lived in my freshman year. And we pull up and we're looking. And the front is loaded with pumpkins. There's like 6 or 7 of them up there. But the entire lobby is full of guys from the track team. Now, my co-growth group leader and I, we were in shape, but we were not track stars. And we were like, this is it. This is the moment that we die because we're going to get ran down by a bunch of track stars. So one half of the building where the pumpkins are were where all the guys stayed at. The left side of the building, the far side of the building, was the girls' side. In the middle was a bunch of offices. So we walk up to the middle portion, again, keeping in mind how we're dressed. We walk up to the middle portion where the offices are. We open the door, and the like lobby area was open. So we just kind of stand there for a second, trying to collect our thoughts of how are we going to do this? And Shane, I said his name. Shane just kind of leans up against this thing for a second to think. And I look at him like, dude, we got to get out of here. He's like, why? He's leaning up against an ATM and we're both dressed the way that we are with like masks and dark clothing. He's like, okay, time to go. So we just book it as fast as we can. I slip. I tried to make it look like a cool hook slide. Like I totally knew what I was doing, but I totally slip. We're like scooping up as many pumpkins as we can. We're hauling it back to his ride. The girls are like, Brandon, why did you do that weird slide thing? I was like, I tripped. Give me a break. We throw the pumpkins in the back. I'm jumping in. Our friend floors it so that way we can get out of there. Not a single guy chased us. Oh, well. It felt cool while we did it. Then in the morning, well, I should back up. When I get back to my dorm, it's like going on 1:30, maybe 2 o'clock. We had been out for like over an hour. And I'm just now like getting into bed. And that's important to know because I usually went to bed early. Freshman year, I was up late all the time. By my last year of college, I was like a normal human again, going to bed at the latest of like 11, maybe. But it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. And my friend, he had a girlfriend or was seeing somebody at the time. I get in and I'm about ready to get into bed when he walks in and he's like, "What's up, dude?" I was like, "Oh, nothing." And I just roll over and go to sleep. Like, I'm not revealing any of my secrets. Nobody knew about the Great Pumpkin Napping of 2014. Had to think about that part. Anyway, that morning, then, you know, we're trying to keep it cool, keep a low profile. And on social media, there's like missing pumpkin posters going up. Like, you know, missing children posters. Like, have you seen this pumpkin posters going up on social media? And that night we smashed that poor sucker. We smashed a lot of those poor suckers. There was even some gourds in there, like the seminary building. Yes, we stole pumpkins from outside of the seminary building. Had like fancy gourds that we totally just destroyed. One of the guys climbed up into a tree and just started lobbing them because they were a little tougher. Just utterly destroyed all of them. But you know what? Family and community, we all gathered together and with cold, trembling hands, cleaned up our mess and threw it out. Like, we weren't just going to destroy all of them and leave them there for the campus cleaning team to clean up, like the lawn care team. Like, we're not animals. We just like smashing stuff. And that is the story. That is the smashing pumpkin story. That is my most cherished college story because it was just fun. I've never done anything like that before or after that point. Sorry, he burped really loud. That was one of my cherished memories of college because not all college stories have like this great, you know, moral to it. There is no moral to this story. This is just me destroying pumpkins for fun and stealing them. It was a good time. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode and listening to this whole series. I appreciate it. It's been fun reconnecting with old college friends along the way and reminiscing. If you enjoyed this episode, then please go check out the other episodes if you missed them. Or leave a review and recommend the episode to a friend, maybe somebody who never knew what happened to their pumpkin. Sorry about it. Not really. I had fun destroying your pumpkin, and you may quote me on that. I'll put it on a t-shirt. Speaking of which, if you want to check out our website or the show's shop, head on down to the description in this episode. You can find the links there or on social media at My Seminary Life Pod on Facebook and Instagram. And as always, you can reach out to the show, email seminarylife@gmail.com, or leave us a voice memo on Anchor. Again, you can find the show's website and find links to all of that stuff there. It's a one-stop shop for everything. Bit of a shorter episode, but you know what? That's fine. I just really wanted to. I did this entire series really so that way I can get to this story because I love it so much. Yep. Cooper, do you have anything you want to say? No, not today. Not right now. Okay. He was trying to get his toes tangled up in the cords and pull the mic off. I think that's it. Again, communication in ministry starts in July, and we actually have a special episode planned for you next week to get it started. Let's get it started, huh? Let's get it started in here. Anyway, I've said that way too much, and it's starting to lose the meaning of that word. I apologize for using that word so much. That's it for today's episode, and remember, keep on studying.